While most Olympic Games are remembered for athletic accomplishments, local communities often experience something much different. During Atlanta's 1996 Summer Games, thousands of the city's homeless were rounded up and given a one-way ticket out of town in what was called Operation Homeward Bound. In the Salt Lake City Games of 2002, Olympic organizers promised 2,500 new housing units for low-income people. Only 150 were built. And in the lead-up to the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Human Rights Watch documented 100,000 Olympic-related evictions. When Vancouver was awarded the Winter Games, Olympic organizers said they would avoid mistakes of past games. The Vancouver Organizing Committee's commitments are detailed in a document titled 2010 Winter Games Inner City Inclusive Commitment Statement. They promise to ensure people are not made homeless as a result of the Winter Games, ensure residents are not involuntarily displaced or evicted, and provide an affordable housing legacy, and start planning now. But some Olympic critics say the commitments are not being met. Michael Vaughn is the policy director of the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. She's been keeping tabs on what the Vancouver Organizing Committee, or VANOC, and the local government have been doing in preparation for the Games. Vaughn says the Olympics haven't lived up to the promise of bettering the community. She says they've actually made things worse.
Look, we're scrambling to keep our rights, let alone have vision for the future. We're just trying to hang on, white-knuckled, by our nails, with what we had before this show came to town.
According to documents from the Greater Vancouver Regional Steering Committee on Homelessness, the homeless population has increased in recent years. Since 2003, when the Games were awarded to Vancouver, homelessness has increased more than 130%, and the street homeless has increased by nearly 375%. For critics like Michael Vaughn, this is a disappointing trend.
When it came time to sort of vet the idea of whether or not Vancouver should be the host city, lots of people said, unlike Beijing, we could actually leverage the Games for human rights bonuses. This will be our opportunity to find real shelters, real houses for the people that live on our streets in our most disadvantaged neighborhoods. People thought that was likely. Are we seeing any of that? Oh, crike, no. It has been a fiasco. This is one of the things that has really disillusioned Canadians about what is happening.
Vancouver's downtown Eastside neighborhood is the epicenter for many of the problems people hoped the Olympics would help with. It's Canada's poorest neighborhood, with 70% of the residents living below the poverty line. The downtown Eastside also has some of the nation's highest rates of drug addiction, mental health illness, suicides, violent crime, HIV, and homelessness. Jean Swanson has worked in the downtown Eastside since the 1970s. After years of trying to get more resources to help the neighborhood, she's frustrated to see so much money being spent on the Olympics.
There's cutbacks everywhere. There's cutbacks to health. There's cutbacks to social services. Drop-in centers for homeless people are closing. So there's all these cutbacks that are happening at the same time when, oh, if we need $1 billion for security, they get handed it on a silver platter. If we need $700 million venue, oh, sure, we can buy that. It's a huge priority problem.
In response to what Swanson sees as Olympic injustice, she helped found the Poverty Olympics. Taking place just prior to the Olympic Games, the Poverty Olympics have their own mascots that represent the reality that many poor people in Vancouver face. Creepy the Cockroach, Chewy the Rat, and Itchy the Bedbug.
The goal of it is to show that money that's being spent on the Olympics could easily wipe out poverty and homelessness. We want the world to see that Canada has the resources to end, but refuses to. And we think that the country should be embarrassed by that. Hopefully it will embarrass the country into some action.
Olympic critics worry that the only action taking place will be from the athletes and not from VANOC or the Canadian governments fulfilling their earlier promised commitments. The Olympic Games are not over. There is still time to create a positive Olympic legacy in Vancouver. Some critics believe the best they could hope for is things to improve back to where they were before the Games came to town. For One World Report, I'm Adam Vaughn.